Jerry Bader Show. 10:35. Actually, this is sort of one more nutrition-related thing. Actually, it's not sort of. It is nutrition-related, like the topic we had in the last half hour. This is from The Onion, the satirical Onion, right? You know, not everybody, but I think most people knows what The Onion is. I think it started in Madison, didn't it? And now it's an online. They do some great satire. Speaking of Madison, this is from an engineering student at UW-Madison who catches the show when he can. And I appreciate him sharing this. Again, he catches it at the stream at jerrybadershow.com, so you can listen to it pretty much anywhere. This is intended as satire, and he sent it to me and said, Jerry, apparently they think this is a satirical point. Woman, a leading authority on what shouldn't be in poor people's grocery carts. Now, they make up a fictitious woman who goes around judging what people who get food stamps and assistance, what they put in their carts, all right? It's a made-up woman. But here's the person who sent it to me. Here's their point. With her remarkable ability to determine exactly how others should be allocating their limited resources for food, local woman Carol Gaither is considered to be one of the foremost authorities on what poor people should and should not have in their grocery carts, sources said Thursday, as verified by multiple eyewitness reports from supermarkets across the Northampton area. The real estate agent and mother of three is capable of scanning the contents of any low-income person's basket and rapidly identifying those items with which people like that don't need to be buying based on the product's nutrition and cost. Additionally, Gaither 48 is widely regarded as a leading expert in determining which groceries they would purchase instead if they had common sense or restraint. There's no reason they should be loading up on those pricey TV dinners if she's getting the government to pay for it, Gaither told reporters at a local Spurs Stop and Shop, training her prodigious faculties on a welfare recipient using a benefit card in front of the checkout line. If I were on food stamps, I'd just buy two whole chickens and a bag of potatoes. You could feed a family for a week on that and still have money left over. All that junk she's buying is just loaded with sugar, too, said Gaither, identifying with uncanny speed another critical flaw in her fellow shopper's grocery selection. No wonder her kids are acting out like that. Okay, so they obviously think that's extreme, right? They're painting it as satire. By the way, this woman doesn't exist. What they're talking about is the conservative philosophy that when taxpayers pay for your food, you should be limited to nutritional choices. They find that concept worth satirizing. I don't. If you get food stamps, if you get any of that stuff, I don't have a problem with limiting what you can buy. No, I mean, there are already limits, but I mean nutritionally limiting it. No, TV dinners instead, I don't know if that's the right answer. But the concept that yes, if you're going to get government assistance, the government can say, well, here are the type of things you should buy. Nutritional, whatever, whatever, whatever. Staples that, yes, you can actually. It's funny how they point this out there. Here's another paragraph. Sources said that Gaither, in addition to being a noted scholar on how the indigent squander her tax dollars at the supermarket, is able to detect with astonishing frequency instances in which poor people claim they're unable to pay their own grocery bills, yet seconds later pull out a brand new cell phone that's far nicer than the one Gaither herself owns. You don't think that happens? You don't think so? We have some of the fattest poor people with some of the best cell phones in America, in the world. This isn't stereotype. See, they think that believing this is stereotype and this stuff doesn't happen. They think, yes, these things are worth satirizing. All right, over the weekend at the state convention in Milwaukee, Republican convention, I interviewed Ron Johnson. He again talked about his lawsuit against the Obama administration on Obamacare. And he spent a lot of time on it and Benghazi in his speech to the convention. Wall Street Journal has a piece that went online last night, but it's in today's print editions. Standing to sue Obama. Congress should challenge his refusal to enforce the law. Congressman Jim Sensabrenner way back when called this a gimmick, a stunt. Many of my listeners felt Ron Johnson was unserious with this lawsuit. He is on a mission to convince people this is worth fighting. The Wall Street Journal has his back today. I want to share just a little of this. The legal left and media are always last to know, but there are the makings of a correction in how the courts police conflicts between the political branches. President Obama's serial executive power abuses on health care, immigration, marijuana, and much else may be inspiring a healthy rejoinder. Under the Constitution, Congress is supposed to create and amend laws. Most of the time, people who are exempted from laws do not suffer the concrete injuries that the judiciary can redress, while the courts maintain a presumption that members of Congress also lack such standing. And then they get into the case of Ron Johnson's lawsuit. In one notable case, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson is suing the White House over the Obamacare regulatory carve-out that conjured up special subsidies for members and staffers who were supposed to give up federal employee health insurance to join the insurance exchanges. They then go on to say that, you know what, Johnson makes a case here that, yeah, there is standing. He has continued to push this and push this and push this, and it is seen as more mainstream, and he has more lawmakers now signing on friend of the court briefs. This isn't seen as a fringe move anymore. And he keeps pointing to Jonathan Turley, a liberal, who says he's, the overreach is a mistake. That liberals defend President Obama's overreach is a mistake. This is not a fringe movement. And for those of you who somehow wanted to call Ron Johnson a rhino, it's not a stunt or a gimmick. And it's not just about Obamacare. It's about stopping the unilateral power grab of the administration. That's what it's about. By the way, I know there were major developments in Ukraine over the weekend. I'm not going to get to those today. We may spend, and there was also a renewed call over the weekend for Ukraine to get U.S. military aid. I realize that that continues to be a flashpoint. We'll get to that, but I want to get to something in 3 minutes that some of you heard, a lot of you didn't, and I want to share it with you. It's 10:43.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.